Marco? Hello. Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chimincha. Ta. Alephit Gimel Yitzhak Tzadi. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Tacharenu Nora Tufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dor Sheyechutcha Yevava Sham Ren Nun Gimel Dalet is Yitzhak Shin Barachem Tacharen Rakame Sikatcha Sami Gam Len Betet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel Chasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayin Yachid Geye Lamcha Penei Zohrei Kiddushata Yud Gimel Amed Hei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Salumot Shin Kufav Sadi Yuta. The letters of the month of Tevet, the bit that created the planet Shabtai, the planet, and the ayin that created the constellation Gedi, the astrological sign of Capricorn. Together, the ayin and the bet have a gematria of 72, which connects us to the Sephirah of Chachma, as well as the 72 names of God and the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation by utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notse Chesed La'alafin, Notse Avon Wafesha, V'Chata'av V'Nakei. We're now going to connect to the year, the energy of the year 5778, our current year, which is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first one that we read and study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchav V'yavo, HaMelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El HaMelech Tavo, Nat Amar Achoti, Udlabev Le'ene, Shete Livivot V'evre, Mi'ada. I'm having computer problems. So I am going to skip the years that we connect to this evening and just go directly to the 72 names of God, which we say letter by letter using the root vowel of that. We start with the chart on the top on the right. We go right to left and top to bottom. Wahe wa yo la yo sayo te ala re me he shi la la he aka a re ka he ta. Hey Zayo Ala Da La Awa He He A Yo Zala Me Be He He Re Yo He Ko Me La Awa Ka La Yo La Wa Wa Pe He La Nu La Ha Yo 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 Me La He 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 Wa Nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he so wa ko me na nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la hey, sa a la a re yo, a shi la me yo hey, wa hey, a da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be hey, pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, hey, re hey, me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he, anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko, ayo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. There are three names in this chart. Name number 13, seven. Has the energy of heaven down to earth. Name number 14, that has the energy of farewell to arms. And name number 30, that has the energy of building bridges. These three names connect through their gematria to the year 5778. The 72 names from the Tzaddikim we will now connect to in the same way. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo tsa la me re he he yo yo he me me wa 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 ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a, yo re ta shi a he. Ra la yo a wa me, lo la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he be he he, ka a ko me nu da. Anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. Me shi he me ka ho, me ha ha wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he. He yo shi a la me nu he a, nu wa ta. Nuata Me la he pe a yo He be he me zare Qua he be yo a he A la wa me zayo A la a he 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 wa Re la he yo yo me He la yo me he me Name number 30 in this chart is in the same location. It's the same name, same letters as the name on the chart for the 72 names. And it connects us to the energy of the year 5778. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the ninth day of Tevet, Ezra HaSofer, Rabbi Ezra of Gerona, Rabbeinu Yosef, the son of Shmuel HaNagid, and the son-in-law of Rav Nissim Gaon of Kiruwan. Rabbi Yehuda Weber, also known as Reb Yiddel. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Our class tonight is the Tikkuni Zohar. We can find the handout on the on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. It's row 19, the second column from the left. It's essentially the last column. The link to pick is Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When you open up the landing page, scroll down to class number 18, and that's the Tikkuni Zohar section 20, 20A and 20B we will do hopefully tonight. Does anyone have any questions before we start? I will start with a Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kutshabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Leakta, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, Biyehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Chamesh. And while you only see four aleph's there, there's actually five because they take the five vowels as follows. O, ah. A, E, U. Deinu Naor, Or, 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 Or. Chamesh Zimin, Chamesh Nechorin, Diovada, Ivar Debereshit, Benakuda, Delachon, O, Ah, Hey. Iu Chamesh Tzalkin Leser Perazad Mila Vahine Anchenu Me'elo Me'almim Begomer Vahine Kame Elo Mate Begam Nitzva Da Aleph Becholim Becholim Deihu Leila Mikol Nikudin Bekuma Zakif Uveya Astalak Yosef Bechalama Beken Yaakov Hada Udiktiv Becholim Vehine selem matzav aratza v'raya shu magia ha-shamayma da alef deyu rosh vehine malake elatikim yordim bo imru me'are matnitim olim tere v'yordim tere v'inun o a e e u v'hai at v'ayahi aleph cholim Dahayehi b'emsa ita, ahayehi kekerel ahila'a, b'ishar al resha d'amoda, b'emsa ita, b'kat shakinta, astalkit v'gabeya, hay ketara, Et atamar va'ayven v'yasu habonim ha'eta l'rosh pina v'ayehi avna diat gazarat Dela biyadin ada hudikir adit hatagrazarat even dilo biyadin uvegumar ugin dela ishkahan lo o terman atkazara Sha'ilin malaha kadishayo ayamakom kivodo lihariyatsu vilayishkahan la lo ata adiamrin baruch kivod Hashem matmim komo V'chai even hayehi segagulat malachim hayehi shechiachat malachi hasharet shaychat chavan v'sharafim v'yaofnim shaychat kol alayim v'tatayim yedayat Shema Asha V'saya Urhara V'yatayim Et hazamin l'kola Kol ta'amei v'nakudaydi V'yatvan talil ilan V'akela devor U'machashava Kalilan ba hayehi keter Torah, the keter kahona, the keter malchut, vayahi hage haga taga, barosh dvaresh kol atvan, kegavna da hashin, the al hai avana, amar rabbi akiva lecha baro, Kish tabu lavne shesh tehor al te amaro maim maim vayehi ko tzad kol atvan bet ke gavna da da kut de kol at ve at sheyor kuma. Deal home, vav meala, letata, umatata, leila, viraza, demila, umatza, hashamayim, viad ketza, Hashemayim verazata lach Hashem hagadola v'hagavura v'hatak pa'arat v'gomer lach Hashem amam lacha da malhut dahayehi v'kola v'ayehi va'ayiyu tzav tzof ofim kadishin v'itzmar b'chom ki yof ha-shamayim yolich et hakol tzav tzufla dekol tzavrin deinun nishmatin kadishin dememsa demat af patzpin bekama tzelotin shaya tachat Hayun dinun tach Hukina atmar vayetza Yitzak v'shoach b'tzada v'gomer V'layit hatefilat arvayit rishot Deayehi rishu tilayla Bapine atzma Uginda leatla Kabiot belayla Didamiya legaluta Ela zamanin Ishtachachat Kaman vzamanin Lo ishtachachat zaka'ayihu man defaga ba kegon Yaakov deitmar beya vayifaga b'makom vayilon shem ki bo ha-shemesh adiyat b'ala Benatir la uvat taman Amam taman vailach Lutavao Chova aval bishabat Ayehi rishut Ayehid Di ayehi b'roishota Devala ulelav kevokegavna dalili dehot yechida bereshut bereshuta dila hadahu diktiv dika yishva bedad v'yakov v'gin dekariv Lo leva'ala pafkiya kiliya v'day avid lo tochova v'kadata shenisha v'shchirit d'itmar be'ya ki shamesh umgin Hashem alakim itmar be'ya Yizrach lo ha-shemesh mataman v'yilecha chashir lo amiya v'yiyehu kesher tetach lin dayad chashir la amiya tila hazus mineya li'alma Vesitre dishma'ala kashir lo betafilin diyadinun bedara roa shema'ala besitra dimina shavi la keter arishia tiflin deri resha The high be Almighty, high ye Kashiram. It is clear that thought inspires. These words evoke a certain meaning within, and it could be said that they are opening doors within to brighter pathways of discovery. Look at what it speaks of here in Shemot 37:7. For behold, we are binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and also stood apart. And behold, your sheaves came round about and bowed down to my sheaf. Here in Joseph's dream, we find the elements of connection that evoke that special focus within. The binding of sheaves in the field refers to the gathering together of thoughts of like mind, so to speak. The sheaf that arose is the higher thought, and the sheaves that came around about are those thoughts that are unifying with the higher or highest thought. This is an unwritten commentary, but did any of you see the mistake? Joseph didn't have his dream in Shemot. Pharaoh had his dream in Shemot. Joseph did interpret the dream. Continuing to read. Kabbalah asks this question continuously. Where are you going and where have you come from? When you learn the symbols of Kabbalah, they are like guideposts, helping to establish a vantage point and a sense of direction. This sense of direction is focused upon holiness. Therefore, what we have in the completion of the thought that establishes the holy connection. If we take this passage in Shemot, and he dreamt, and behold, a ladder was set in the earth, and its top reached the heavens. What we find is that the ladder represents every point of connection in between heaven and earth. Do you see the mistake? Jacob had his dream in Genesis, not in Shemot. Every vowel point is a point of connection that emphasizes this attention and sense of direction. In our daily lives, we build this ladder by our attention to the unity that surrounds us in each moment of introspection. It is here that we may acknowledge the holiness that exists in these thoughts that have returned fulfilled to their maker. How does one fulfill a thought? Is an unwritten commentary. Then, in their acknowledgement, the holy connection is established via internal continuing recognition. The Shekhinah is the rising flow of awareness from its base level until its elevation above. Thus, the stone that could not be used because it was not ready, nor was it raised. Now once ready, this stone or building block is utilized in ways without hands that are the architecture of the above. This place that is not above is the coming together of holiness, wherein the praises are then called forth from. The conceptualization of the lower Shekhinah is what arises into the higher emanation of Atzilut. It has been formed by the consistent rising above and surpasses all that is below. Once in its resting place above, it becomes the ruler of all below, assuming its sovereignty, containing all the Sephirot within its all-encompassing ideation. Now see that this stone is the foundation of the worlds, the unique knowledge of which confers upon consciousness the kingship of all that surrounds it. Through this kingship is derived the momentum of consciousness, including the emanation of the Chayot, the Seraphim, and the Ofanim, the speech of above and below, and the knowledge of all things. This stone is transformational in that as it arises, it becomes the central emanation that is the conceptualization of consciousness. At every point of understanding, there is this stone that acts to awaken the substance of every thought via its connecting point of reference. Therefore, the water mentioned by Rabbi Akiva is not just water, but the water of the stone. See into all things this stone of relationship, whereby all is interconnected. An unwritten commentary. What is the water of the stone? It's the chesed aspect of Malchut. What is it that we have to discern within? It is the realization that thought transforms itself, going from below to above and back again. The heavens refer to consciousness in terms of its outer perimeters and its inner dimensions. That is why the tips of the letters are the key to the mysteries of above and below, because these or vavs touch both above and below, completing the circuit of holiness. The letters with their tips are the connecting links, not only above and below, but also as well between the letters themselves as they form the holy words. What are these vavs that are being referred to as the tips of the letters? These are the crowns, these are the tagim. And only certain letters have tagim, but all letters have tagim. Just some have tagim in higher frames of reference that we are not capable of seeing. Continuing to read. The bird of the heavens is the higher thought, the voice that speaks above. Now, in our contemplations of higher things, we awaken the heavens via our prayers and our speech on high. What is prayer and what is speech but an intention that is expressed? Specifically for Isaac in the field, this is the time of connection above. We are obligated to pray the morning and the afternoon service, and the evening service is optional. In the morning, we make the initial connection, and in the afternoon, like Isaac, who went into the field to pray Mincha, we ground this connection above and below. In the evening, our prayers are a summary of both morning and evening, which is why they are not required, since a summary is a kind of rehashing of that which we have already experienced. In like manner, we discriminate between above and below, acknowledging both, and then summarize our results in the conscious awareness of the connection that takes place between the two to make it one. The main purpose of prayer is to establish yourself within the field of your Maker. This is what the text is speaking of when it refers to encountering the place. Who is the master of her? The Shekhinah, it is the place of the Maker, the realm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that awakens when she is in her place. The place of the Maker, therefore, is an imperative to establish yourself in the field of your own making, your own thoughts, and their intentions. Shekhinah is always present, evoked by the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, In the night, she is the connection our soul has within with the above. And during Shabbat, our recognition of holiness brings her forth. Just as the sun calls forth the life that is within the earth, including man, so too the Shekhinah evolves out of the recognition of the unity of consciousness. This is the same unity that is present in the afternoon prayer of eternal connection. See how the symbolism of the tefillin of both arm and head are both the recognition of and the remembrance of her who is unified irrevocably with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is as though the rising of one is the recognition of the other, and vice versa. Because of this binding, this unity, the ancient words now become crystal clear. Seek the Shekhinah and find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stated otherwise, seek the lever of thought and find the outcome of experience. There are levels to thought, both higher and lower, and the comparison here is to the vowel points and the letters. Just as these vowel points color or provide the level for its expression, so too are our thoughts placed accordingly. These higher and lower thoughts occur simultaneously. What we have established then prior to letting go conscious awareness while awake is the place above where holiness resides. We do this because we want to identify with holiness, which produces order and abundance, rather than our lower thoughts that produce chaos and lack. The Vav is what we attach ourselves to. It is by definition the place of connection. Unwritten commentary. Do you understand why the Vav is the place of connection? It is because the Vav is a channel between the upper worlds of Bina and Hakma and the lower worlds of Malchut. Proverbs 1:28. Then they will call me, but I will not answer. They will seek me earnestly, but they shall not find me. Psalms 132:4-5. I will not give sleep to my eyes until I find a place for Hashem, Yud Hey Vav Hey.
I have
That's
a question.
The end of question formulated. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Why did the first paragraph about the dreamings of Joseph, you know, it says that it's in Shemot, and not in Genesis? Is that a mistake or on purpose or just a mistake?
What's a mistake?
The dream of Joseph.
No, that's not my question. My question is, what constitutes a mistake? What is its purpose? What's the inner essence of the consciousness or the thought of a mistake?
Well, if it is on purpose, is to make people to wonder and ask, or, you know, review. But if it is a mistake, really, it is a mistake.
Is there a mistake in the Torah? Is there
no,
a mistake
that I know.
In Hashem? Is there a mistake in Israel?
Oh.
The Torah and the land of Israel and the people of Israel are all one. Is there a mistake in the Torah? No. Is there a mistake in the land of Israel? No. Is there a mistake in the people of Israel? No. So why do we perceive that people make mistakes? Because we consider making a mistake a longer path to return to Hashem. But it's not a longer path, it's the correct path. Why is it the correct path? Because if it could be a shorter path, it would be. But the person has other things to cleanse. And this longer path allows them to reach those other things that they need to cleanse. Now let's return to your question. Is it a mistake or not? For it to say Shemot instead of Bereshit.
Well, literally, it is, but I see that spiritually it's not.
Even on the physical level, on the literal level, it's not a mistake. It's an opportunity for people to realize that it's incorrect and wonder why. And come to a resolution and an understanding. It's a way for you to become aware that there is no such thing as a mistake. Remember, the world is perfect.
But is
it
correct?
The world is perfect. Is it correct? It's correct for the people reading it because they needed the opportunity to make that a realization. It's correct for the path that the world needs to go through at this moment. I'm not playing games. I'm trying to give you a deeper understanding. I'm trying to allow you to grow. I can't.
Well, I understand
this.
That. I just understood that a mistake is a correction.
How about it's a correction waiting to happen?
Hmm?
Is a mistake a correction, or is the mistake a correction waiting to happen?
That I don't know, because we have our own free, you know, we choose to do things, yes, you know, if we want to or not.
You've heard me mispronounce a lot of Hebrew words today. And every time I do a Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar class, you hear me mispronounce words. But what have I told you about that? That I may mispronounce the word, but you're hearing it correct for what you need to hear. There's an angel that takes my word sounds and takes it to your ears, and in the process changes it so that you hear it correct for your soul. Did I make a mistake? Yes, I made a mistake for my soul. And if I had said it correctly, I would have corrected previous lifetime mistakes. And that's why I take the time to correct the sounds when I realize it, because that corrects something that I needed to correct. That has nothing to do with what you hear. What you hear is correct for you. I realize what I've just said to you is very confusing. Or as I usually say, have I made everything clear as mud? But there's a reason why I'm doing this. Because you need to stretch. You need to think for yourself. I'll spoon feed it eventually. But if I spoon feed it, you got to come back and fix it another lifetime. So you'd rather do the work yourself. Listen to the recording. It'll be online tomorrow sometime, probably early morning. Listen to the recording and contemplate what I'm saying. Okay?
I will.
I know you will. Are there any other questions for Section 20A? If not, we'll go on to Section 20B. Tikkun Zohar Daf Kaf Bet Bi'Alah Atmar Ba Isht Charonani Ve'az Yemit Sa'oni Aval B'Layliya Ve'ayehi Galuta Ve'ayehi Levar Meba'ala Vayehi reshut v'fine atzma itmar bo el hatoda v'rashot ugin damar davidim aten shenat le'ani v'gumar ad amtsa amitsa Makom Ad Kan Rezad Kametz Kamatz Deayehil Rezad Machashava Ila Avatata Na Ala Tata Rezu Deala Deayehu. The Pitach Bala de Kudara Shupa Afne Atmo the Nakuda Bila Pachat Rashuba Fine Atma de Kamadi Atvan Inun de kar v'nukva v'ki nekuzudin Inun de kar v'nukva aval atvan anho L'gabei nekudi v'gon gufei L'gabei roach rocha v'ken v'kutsha bo Kigon ha-cholem, o ha-yirik, o shorik, ha-chalim, le'ala min bav, itavid zayin yachir, ha-yachirik, le'tata ve'itavid zunago, Kaimel Shorik Bem Saita Kutsa Piat Dalad Kutsa Bem Saita the Kola Hadani Rishon Vani Acharon Mavala Adi Ein el alikim sheva mani yehu kasher yihye haofan betoch hayofen vayinun et hameor agadol ve'et hamaor hakatan vayinun guh v'arit Velaka bili yuhu Chame ulavana Ve'inun lekael Ami Ala vetata'a Ve'hine ofin echad Ve'eretz etzel chachayot Da nekuda detachot Segol nekuda diltata Etzel chachayot teinun tzari et shenei hamaorat agalud gedolim v'keni yehu betoch beofanim shurik ofin chad le'ela v'ofin chad le'tata v'yuhu amoda Emsa ita bineho vehine ofin Echad be'eretz dachel yirik Deihu letata kol nitzots Ihu bekal rakia Vav Hashem sheva halim kametz Sheva Yehudina Kamet Rachame Shema La Uyamina Dema Tamin Oraita Ata Yehiv Ata Yehiv Dehu Amoda Dem Saita Uviza Mana Dehi Yenun Sheva Kamet Chal Cholem Ihu Rimuz Kativ Bichashik Viafalataho Rak Biovotich Hashek Hashem Mesitra Da Yudiahu Viraza Yud Vav Yud Desalik yudke vavke ho ku chabarichu hu v'shamaya lechod bekatara kedem deitma bari ila ma ad desalik b'ma chashavat haya b'ma avrei adom dehi yehi Berisha dai taga teela. Itaga leela uta ta nekuda udu kudi. Yat vanishta modain kol sefirim decha detasha nekudi nun vachon yad netzotzatzin v'alihu itmar uvne Yisrael yotzim b'yad rama v'yaynun lekabel Parkin de Chamesh, Itzvayin, Dainun Yad Vatrin, Rakin Taman Chadmin, Verakia, Ama, Ima, Vekane, Vekul Chamada, Tame inun min katara, inun barisha diemoda emsaita nekudin min chova mocha veinun barakan al resha tzadikimadiat amar berakot harosh larosh tzadik veinun tilak sifin Tehit mishku min choma mocha legabe berit mila advan mesitra de ime ila avakalaho it kalilan gemal quota de nakudi Liad van kenash mati, the gufa iyehu, Jesus lerokav iad van, inun pidchin, the nakudi, the kabala lon beal yeho itmar, the kanaf alihin, perodot, Mama Allah, the Kabbalah, Alaihun Nikudi, the Nuk Nikudi, the Kol Atar, Bat Kol Stame, Inun Man Sarava, Refa Ihuyahu, the Ayala, Mayatban, the Alaihu, Itmar Bedamot, Aroshi Achaya Rakia Kean Hakarat Anura Natu Aro Resh Roshihem Mamala Tanato Da Ihu Rafe Nitu al rosh chayavin deinun yudke vavke arva advan vaday dagash degash ihu malgav di atvan ke gavna da yudke vavke refe malavar Ke gavna da yutke vavke ve'inun kematag ve'razin deyot yot uvachon v'chachayot ritzo rivishu ritzav tedagesh v'shova barafe. Section 20B in English. There are levels to thought, both higher and lower, and the comparison here is to the vowel points and the letters. Just as these vowel points color or provide the level for its expression, so too are our thoughts placed accordingly. These higher and lower thoughts occur simultaneously. What we have to establish prior to letting go of our conscious awareness is the place above where holiness resides. We do this because we want to identify with holiness, which produces order and abundance rather than our lower thoughts that produce chaos and lack. The Vav is what we attach ourselves to. It is by definition the place of connection. It is through connection or the Vav that all transformations take place. This is something that must be pinpointed by our awareness. It is the unity of this oneness that our awareness is intent upon recognizing. Whether first or last, without this recognition, there is no holiness, no conception of Hashem. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of a barrel, and they four had one likeness. And their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel within a wheel. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. What are these wheels within wheels? They are thoughts within thoughts, higher thoughts and lower thoughts, together in the grand design of consciousness. As you become aware of these multiple levels, you experience the two great luminaries and learn the differences and the means by which each is propelled above and below. Each spark is a point of recognition. The moment when you become aware of, and what are you aware of? It is the field of consciousness wherein everything that is made was made and will be made. For it is here in the firmament that all connections, the Vav, takes place as the breeding ground for the awareness of the way things work. What it is that is desired? It is the awareness of being that we recognize via our attention above. And since nothing happens that is not reciprocal, this same awareness is awakened, enhanced and glorified by the expression of man in his acknowledgement of his divine nature. There is that which comes to be out of that which is the supremacy of being. When you consider the source, you recognize the degree of holiness that had to be there in order to come up with Adam. Adam is the highest form of the expression of the thought that cannot be expressed. This is a paradox, yes, but that is because of the particular attachment we have to our own frame of reference. We are being asked to step outside of this frame of reference, to encompass as Kadosh Baruch Hu, the whole picture of being. The secret wisdom unfolds with the symbolism of the hand. The hand signifies control, guidance, and minute adjustments. The allegory here is to how we mold our thoughts and their relationship to the limbs, which are simply the anchors of this molding that delineates the facets of our lives, all within the field of consciousness called firmament. These sephirot symbolize the tracking mechanism, keeping us in touch with the holiness above as it transforms itself level by level, sephirah by sephirah, until it, in the finished product, we can easily witness the initial design. We go past the details here of vowels and letters, turning straight into their alluded meanings. Thoughts, without doubt, may be colored. They may be directed, and they may also be transformed. No matter what we call this or at what stage we recognize it, there is still the voice, the Bat Kol, that is directing, transforming, and coloring. Consider what happens to thoughts. They too become stretched, going to and from, only operating according to whatever instructions have been given. If there are none at all, chaos results. When, however, direction is given to thought, it attaches itself to these directions and acts as directed, depending upon our level of focus. Each symbol that is given, the letters, the phrases, the quotes from scripture, the vowel point, and the cantillation marks are for the purpose of giving us somewhere to place our attention. Thoughts that have both the structure of sephirot and the visualization of place in terms of firmament can only rise and become a part of holiness, their source. This has, after all, been the plan all along. Tikkun 6. Bereshit kam Rabbi Shimon patach v'amar le'Yehu alihu b'shova b'shavua ilayich b'mat latzot hakadosh shehiya nachla begut kach reshot shela rahtazuz ma'atnu shehari hashkina v'kochov tayim shomayrim mocha. Bereshit, Rabbi Shimon calls out to Eliyahu. It is prayer itself that is in exile. Bring back the Shekhinah that is with you to receive our prayers. It's the end of section 20b. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow our classes at 4:30 will be a our 4:30 class will be studying the Zohar from Noah, our deep mini Zohars. And at 7 o'clock, we will have questions and answers. I hope you'll join us for both classes. I have an announcement for you to be aware of. On January 2nd, starting at 10 a.m. for approximately an hour, sometimes it'll be a half hour, Monday to Friday, during the period of Shovavim, which will be explained on Sunday morning, during the period of Shovavim, we will study the Psalms. We will study them in Hebrew, we will study them in English, and we will study many different aspects of commentary for each one. I hope you'll join us at that 10 o'clock hour. Shalom to all.
Shalom.